Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It's 4:51. You know, it's too bad it wasn't Dialing for Dollars, because John Patti would be in the money today. Actually, there were dollars involved, but for charity for Ray Lewis's foundation. Right, John?
I'm bold good. That's all I know.
Okay,
but
so
not good enough.
So Friday night was the stuff of legends, and you just have to hear John tell it. And we should say 98 Rock's Amelia joins us now, too, as the gracious loser.
Hi, Amelia. I have my trophy in front of me. You want to see it?
You should walk into the front office where 98 Rock's offices are and see the other four that are sitting there.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You're right. We did come in second, and I congratulate Mr. John Patti. Who knew he could put the mighty in 1090?
Oh, wow. That's good.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Why? I certainly have to thank...
So there you guys were bowling next to each other,
we
right?
We were. We were sharing... I was on lane 46. Amelia and her team were on lane 45. And by the way, Amelia, I love your team. I know there are ringers, but I love your team. I mean, Dallas's approach... Dallas couldn't throw that ball with a bigger hook if he tried. Left-handed and right-handed. He was,
yep, it's all about the ringers, isn't it, John Patti?
Yes,
yeah,
it
John
is.
Patti, going to the children, child labor.
Well, let's talk about the ringers. As you all know, a few weeks ago, we asked our listeners to call in and answer trivia questions about bowling, and we selected three winners, and they were my teammates for the Rays Summer Days bowling tournament that took place Friday night. Okay, so two of my teammates couldn't make it Friday night. So Bill Smith, who married Beth, was on your team last year from Annapolis.
He was very disappointed to bowl with me last year, so well, I'm happy that you...
He's very happy now.
Brought him to new heights.
So Amelia, as soon as I walked in Friday night, I said, "Hi, Bill, yeah. John Patti." I said, "So what do you roll?" He said, "I've got a 227 average." I said, "Okay, yeah. You are now the anchor. No problem with that." And then we continued to practice until it was time to start, and we didn't have two other bowlers. So this young lady, Vicky, who was with the pro shop there at Perry Hall Lane, says, "Well, I have my son Hunter here and his friend Jake, and they're pretty good bowlers. Why don't you want them to bowl?" I said, "Sure, come on up, Hunter, Jake, let's go." Hunter bowled a 243, Jake a 225.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill was at 183, and I came in at a paltry 160, which was good enough, and we did equally well the second game, and we just ran away with it.
Now, Amelia,
well, I tell you what. Oh, so go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, when you looked over at John's Lane and you saw these two kids bowling with me, you were like, "Oh, we've got this."
Oh, no. No, as soon as Hunter threw the first ball, we knew. He threw seven strikes in a row to start the game.
And he almost got a perfect game.
Yes, he
was
did.
That close.
And Hunter has bowled a perfect game. Scott Wyckoff did some investigative reporting on Hunter Machen today and found out he has rolled a 300. And Jake has also done some extremely profitable things for bowling. And Hunter is on the tournament circuit. He left Saturday morning for a tournament in New Jersey. So, yes, Amelia, I had bigger ringers than you.
Well, you're lucky my teammates showed up, because that's how you got those kids. Because they're like, "Hey, Amelia, you need somebody for your team?" I'm like, "No, I got my guys." And I tell you, John, I didn't know you could bowl either. You got a couple strikes yourself. Don't sell yourself so short. 160 is not so bad.
That's not so bad for someone who doesn't bowl 10 pins. You know, I'm from Baltimore. I bowl ducks.
Very good. Well, it was nice to see you across the lane, and I wish you more success next year. You're going to be the bowler for BAL next year?
Oh, yeah. We're bringing the whole team back.
Oh, there's no doubt.
No doubt. And you better bring them all back, too. I want to see Dallas, Chuck, and Rich with you next year.
Well, and my brother, of course, shows up and didn't even bring his own ball, because he likes to throw turkeys. He'll throw a couple strikes here and there. He can't roll a perfect game like some of these other great bowlers that we have, but I'm a sandbag.
He's a good bowler. He is.
Gold.
And before we let you go, I do want to promote the fact that Scott Wyckoff has constructed an incredible blog today on our webpage at WBIL.com. It has pictures of everybody. It has all the information and all the neat stuff from Friday night's tournament. And, boy, that's a neat-looking trophy. Look at that, Amelia. Oh, you can't see it.
Well, John, you know what? We'll make a bet for next year. We'll both be on those lanes.
That's
we'll
what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Amelia. 98 Rocks, Amelia. It was good to talk with her, right?
It was.
She's usually probably napping about now, right?
Right. We always pass each other in the hall, but this was true competition.
It was.